30 years after the tragic passing of Maroon Baghdadi, filmmaker Farrow Serhal takes us on an emotional journey through the heart of Beirut, retracing the steps of this pioneer of Lebanese cinema who revolutionized the seventh art during the civil war of the 1970s and 80s. Maroon returns to Beirut, her first feature-length documentary, which had its world premiere yesterday at the prestigious Venice Film Festival, is a vibrant ode to a visionary artist, an eternal city, and an art form that shaped the history of the Land of the Cedars. Maroon Returns to Beirut, the first feature-length documentary by Farrow Serhal, marks the 30th anniversary of the sudden and tragic death of Maroon Baghdadi, a visionary filmmaker who revolutionized Lebanese cinema during the civil war of the 1970s and 80s. Through this film, the director invites us on a day trip through Beirut, a city that deeply influenced Baghdadi's life and creative path. As she meets those close to the director, privileged witnesses of his troubled era, Serhal shines a light on the man behind the camera. More than a mere portrait, the film offers a fascinating reflection on half a century of Lebanese history and how cinema can beautifully tell the story of its upheavals. When producer Cynthia Chowker suggested that Farrow Serhal explore the legacy of Maroon Baghdadi, she was immediately captivated by the idea of dedicating a film to this fellow director. The opportunity to better understand the artist beyond his work was too good to pass up. Serhal dove into an intensive viewing of Baghdadi's films, struck by the omnipresence of Beirut. The filmmaker's all-consuming passion for his city inspired her to bring him back for one day, 30 years after his death, to reconnect with his former companions. To paint a complete and nuanced portrait of Maroon Baghdadi, the choice of interviewees was crucial. Farrow Serhal carefully selected key individuals who worked with him, supported him, and left a mark on his life. His wife, actress Saraya Baghdadi, writer Hassan Daud, historian Fawaz Trabulsi, producer Eli Adabachi, and filmmaker Joanna Hajithomas offered diverse and complementary perspectives on the man and artist within his context. The filming locations, meticulously chosen, are as cherished by Maroon Baghdadi as they are familiar to Farrow Serhal: the riverbanks, the ghostly downtown, the bustling Hamra Street. Filming Beirut today, after the terrible trials the city has faced in recent years, was a powerful emotional challenge. While Lebanon's capital moves forward despite its struggles, the scars of the crisis and the deadly August 2020 explosion remain palpable beneath the surface beauty. The issues raised in Baghdadi's films have lost none of their relevance. With the help of editor Maria Malek, Farrow Serhal faced the challenge of reducing an initial four-hour cut to two without losing the essence of the captivating interviews conducted. A meticulous process that required distance, using Maroon Baghdadi's films as a compass to stay on track. Maroon Returns to Beirut offers a stimulating reflection on Lebanese cinema through the lens of one of its most illustrious representatives. As a contemporary filmmaker, Farrow Serhal questions her own position in relation to this somewhat intimidating monument. While filming conditions have improved, the challenges for Lebanese directors remain numerous. The filmmaker had to show flexibility without compromising her artistic integrity to bring her project to fruition. Throughout this intense immersion into the world of Maroon Baghdadi, Farrow Serhal developed a deep connection with him despite their differences. Beyond their shared passion for cinema, the filmmaker left an indelible mark on her, and she emerges from this journey profoundly moved and inspired. With Maroon Returns to Beirut, Farrow Serhal delivers a vibrant and essential documentary that rekindles the memory of a great artist while painting a kaleidoscopic portrait of an eternal city. It is an ode to the resilience of Beirut and Lebanese cinema, with Maroon Baghdadi remaining one of its brightest beacons.